Hey guys, this is Hydro Gently. You can call me just Jen. First thing is, please forgive whatever sound that you hear on the background. I will try to clean it up, but it's almost 6 p.m. now on a Friday, and my neighborhood is noisy. A lot of dogs, a lot of children, neighbors. So please, please forgive me if you hear any of that. And if you hear music on the background, it's because I'm listening to some songs right now. So while I talk to you, and I made a poll on Twitter and asked, what do you want to hear on my Safe for Work audio? If you would prefer a ramble or a story, and most of you asked for just a ramble of me talking about myself. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. So I'm a voice actor here. I'm starting. I'm a very new one. I'm still learning a lot of things. But I do love to do many things. Since I was a kid, I've always liked learning things and learning new things and being a jack of all trades. Please forgive me if I say anything wrong. Even though someone says there's like a saying that say that jack of all trades, master of none, right? Which is totally true. But I don't feel the need to be a master on any of it. I just want to learn and feel satisfied with myself. I don't learn them for anybody else. I learn them for me. And some of them I like learning more, doing more, trying more, and others not so much. So right now, I have two things that I'm learning. One is drawing, and the second one is this, audios. I'm gonna talk about drawing first. When I was a kid, as one does, I watch a lot of animes and cartoons, and I loved, you know, copying the drawings and coloring them, but I never actually learned how to draw. So I don't consider myself someone that knows how to draw. I'm still learning, but I have many skills that makes it easier for me. I know makeup, I know a lot of like manual crafts, which makes me a little more agile in crafting things. I know how to handle things. So like picking up things on how to draw and stuff like that, I feel it's a little bit easier for me, but I cannot for the life of me like draw something out of nowhere, like draw someone, or like, I don't know, even draw a cat. I have no idea. So I'm still learning that. Because right now I can like find tutorials on internet and figure out how to do it. Like, I posted a picture of me. I did a drawing of based on a picture of me. But then again, that wasn't hard to do because I already had a picture of me. I just had to draw on top of it. So it wasn't hard to do once you know what you're doing. So I already know how to deal with the app that I use on my cell phone. So it was easy for me to do that. But then again, if I wanted to like, okay, I want to draw myself out of nowhere, it's hard. I've done it before, but it's not easy as just reproducing a picture on a drawing manner. But then again, I'm learning, right? So I am taking these classes online for free. So if you want to learn how to draw, it's pretty cool. It's Draw a Box. The name of the course is Draw a Box. Just Google it. And it starts like really. The first exercise is just drawing lines. The next one is just drawing circles. The next one is drawing boxes. So it's really from scratch. You first learn how to actually trace stuff before like going to how to draw something that exists on the world on a paper or on a digital art. But then again, you first learn there on drawing on paper. So then, because if you know how to draw on paper, you can translate that knowledge to digital art. And digital art, it's so much easier because mistakes can be undone easier than on paper. So if you want to learn how to draw, you can go on this course online. It's called Drawbox again. So you can like take the classes. It's pretty cool. It's pretty well explained, but it takes time. As everything else you learn, it takes time. It takes the exercises sometimes take hours to be done. And yeah, I sometimes get stuck on some exercises, but I just gotta like go. But then again, I'm doing this whenever I feel like it. I'm not like pressuring myself. So when I get like 2 hours free or for something, I go, okay, I'm gonna take some classes now. And then I do as much classes and exercises as I can on that 2 hours. So that's how I do it. And the second thing I'm learning, it's audios. Yes, I'm learning this. There are so many things to learn in editing, script writing, actually acting, like getting better at actually acting. And it's been really fulfilling. I'm really, really liking it. It's been really, really fun for me. It's been something I had no idea that it would be so fun for me. And it's really keeping me sane on this crazy pandemic. So I'm loving being here and learning all these things and being in contact with other content creators. It's making me learn and try new things, which is amazing for me. It's like one of the best parts of being in this community. It's that it's meeting new people and in all kinds of people, which is so great, man. It baffles me how many amazing people we have in this community. This is just amazing for me. And meeting other content creators and seeing how they work and their ideas, or they give me tips. And man, it's just so amazing. It's one of my greatest happiness right now. It's just getting better at this. And I don't have like huge objectives. Like I want to be big VA, man. It's like, I don't even know where this is going. I'm just doing it because I really love it. And I'm really loving this. And I'll go as far as it takes me. And that's it. And that's how I'm taking things. Although I was more like, I'm just gonna drop audios whenever I feel like it. Right now, I'm trying to be more balanced. Like, I will still drop audios only when I feel like it. But then again, I have to stimulate myself to make more audios. So I want to make more audios and record things that I want and like and be more consistent. It doesn't mean I'm going to have a schedule or anything like that, at least not in the near future. I have no plans for that. But it's tickling all of my creative senses. So I'm writing, which is something that I used to do a lot when I was younger. So I'm writing more now, but it's script-like, something that I never did. So it's something that I'm learning. And then I want to do more audios, different audios. So my plan is always to drop like a fantasy audio and then a slice of life audio and try to navigate through that, always dropping one fantasy, one slice of life. Of course, it can change. As I said, I will drop whatever I want when I feel like it. But I am trying to be more consistent. So I will try to be more consistent on dropping audios, but a creativity and feel the feeling of doing so, it's more important than schedule for me. So yeah, I'm loving learning new things. And I have no idea who's going to listen to this. And I just want to tell you that you who is listening to this, it's very, very appreciated. Which is crazy, right? Like, I probably don't even know who you are. And just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate that you are listening to these audios and whatever audio that I do. Because you may not realize, but it makes me really happy. It makes me really happy. Like, that someone listens to my audios, any kind, and I go like, I really like this, thank you. And I'm like, no, thank you. You just made me really happy to say that you liked it. So thank you so much for you who decided to listen to this Brazilian girl that is just getting here now and learning things and meeting amazing people like you. So thanks a lot about that. I don't know what I should say more. I don't know if I should do like a really long ramble or not. Should I keep it like just this? So for now, I think I'm gonna keep it here. And then if you listen to this audio, tell me what else you want to know. If you have any questions for me, hit me up on Reddit or Twitter. I will answer, and maybe I won't, but then I'll keep it for another ramble. Maybe. But I'll probably answer you, but bigger questions, like things that take more time and longer explanations, I will probably do it on another ramble. So I want to do more of this too, not only not safe for work, I want to do safe for work too. This is my first one, so it's just a ramble, me just talking nonsense about shit and about myself. But then again, I can try to do more like directed safe for work audios, like sleep aids or like a girlfriend experience sleep aids. But then again, I need to know from you guys, if you guys want that, what would you like to listen? And just tell me in the comments on Reddit or on Twitter. So feel free to say what is it that you like. And then maybe I can do an audio inspired by you. Okay, guys, I think I'm gonna end this now. Bye. Thank you.